Hello and welcome to our second day of, welcome to our encore show here for Tuesday, the 21st. I'm in the middle of repurposing, excuse me, I'm half dressed here, I'm buttoning up my shirt, I look like a complete slob. Anyway, California Governor, gyms, barbers, nail salons can reopen as early as Friday. So I wonder if that's Georgia Governor. All right, so anyway, welcome to our encore show for today, Tuesday, the 21st of April. We're going to go back to Tuesday, the 21st of April, 2017, and I don't even remember this show at all, and I hope it's not too goofy, but it looks like it's a Phil-only show. It looks like there's no character. This is The Death of Talk Radio is the name of this thing. Phil recounts his early influences, his first years in radio, his national show, and today's digital show, but he also analyzes what's happened in radio, especially talk radio, and the current mentally unstable oddball hosts it employs. You know, I'm very loath to, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I don't think I've really commented on modern radio all that much. And I'm loath to do that. That's a great word. I'm loath to do that. I think that means I don't want to do that. Because I don't want to come off sounding like some fucking old timer who's like, you know, when I was doing the radio, you know, I really don't. Because I know every generation and every new thing has its thing, you know, and there's a lot that maybe I don't get in terms of the business, in terms of the creative world that I inhabit. I can only, you know, live in the world that I live in, but so I'm not really going to knock a guy's material, but what I can say is there's a certain sort of focus that today's talk radio has that we didn't necessarily have back in the day. However, having said all that bullshit, that's exactly what it is. Bullshit! Okay, so this is our pre-show. I think I've already lined it up. I've got everything set up, as a matter of fact. And what did I look like back then? Here is the... Okay, do I look any different? Watch. Here, I think I'm almost perfectly... Well, I think my head has to be... Ooh, yeah. Ooh. I'm wearing a different shirt. Let me see if the glasses... You have to be on videocast to watch this. Sorry. Can't see shit. All right, let's see. Where am I? Is that about right? Wow. I think I was a little more heavier then? I've got just more beard, that's all. And my glasses now are weirder looking. I don't know. This is 3 years ago, the 21st of April, 2017. And like I said, it was more of a just talking about the thing, man. Doing the thing. Doing it, you know. And like doing it, you know. That's all I can say. Let me make sure that I'm recording. Hi. Hello. Okay, there it is. Let me turn this piece of shit down. I say piece of shit. It's actually the hockey. It's the NHL Network, which I thoroughly am enjoying. During this entire coronavirus shutdown thing, I've been digging. I know a lot of you are watching MLB. I don't know what you're watching, but the National Hockey League channel, NHL Network, is doing a good job replaying some Stanley Cups from the 70s, some big games recently. I'm watching Montreal and Toronto. I don't know what year this is. And maybe they're trying to fake us out. So they're, hey, look, there's hockey, you know, and there's a whole crowd of people. And we know that that's not possible. We know that that's not possible. Okay, so let's do this, man. Let's do it. As you know, this is for the 21st of April, and next week I'm going on vacation. Oh, I forgot to mention that to you. Next week I'm on vacation, and I'll be doing the pre-shows from Florida. But that will be dealt with then, and this is now, and like that. Okay, let me groove this thing here, man. Come on and groove me, baby. What the fuck are you doing, bitch? What is that, man? Oh, there it is again. All right, baby. So let's get set. Let's get ready to rock and roll this motherfucker. The world famous Phil Henry Show. You and only you.